T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Badger, Badger, Badger. I play it every now and again. It's been on the internet now for about 25 years. Sorry, it never gets old. Never gets old. And somebody actually put together a 10-hour loop of the Badger, Badger, Badger song. You have to watch the video. I'm sorry, once you see it once, it is part of you forever. It chemically bonds with your brain, and you are now at one with badgers, mushrooms, and snakes. Ooh, a snake. Anyway, it's Bowerly talking about snakes. Airlines. There was a time, young men and young women of the listening audience, when you had about a 99% and probably greater than 99% chance of you book flights. You might have three connections, 99%+ chance that you'd make the connection on time, get to the next flight, get to the next flight, end up where you're going, and most importantly, on the way home, you would stand a greater than 99% chance of being home on time or within a reasonable approximation of time. Now, look, there have always been cancellations. There have always been delays. Can't do anything about the weather, and you sure don't want to take off or land in a thunderstorm. Yeah, wind shear can kind of wreck your whole day. But the situation now, in my opinion anyway, I'm scared to fly. It has nothing to do with aviation. I love aviation. I love flying. In fact, I like to sit next to jittery flyers because I have a way of calming them down. I basically roofie their drinks. But no, I have a way of calming them down. But the situation now is it's bad. Are you confident that when you book a flight, you're actually going to get back when they say you're going to get back? Because I'm not. I'm afraid to buy a flight. I'm afraid to go anywhere because the last thing I want is on a Sunday to be calling Tim Wenger after I'm off for 7 or 10 days on vacation saying, "Hey, Tim, I can't get to work for the next, I don't know how many days because the airline canceled my flight and the one tomorrow is filled and then the one after that is, I have no idea how I'm going to get home. Maybe I'll hitchhike at a truck stop. I have no idea." And it shouldn't be like that. Travel, vacation is supposed to be relaxing. Those of you who have booked cruises, how many of you have missed the boat because the airline couldn't fulfill what it was supposed to do? And we live in Buffalo, where you are basically, if you can't get a direct flight, it's usually only one connection. Could be Philly, could be Baltimore, New York City, might be Atlanta, might be Charlotte. But think about people living in the middle of nowhere, and they have to make 2, 3, maybe more connections in order to get anywhere at all. And those of you who go to the South Pacific, anybody ever been to Tahiti? From what I hear, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. But getting there, even in the old days, involved about 6 or 7 different flights that you had the time just right in order to get there. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Actually, people I know who've been there, they had the money. They should have just rented their own jet. It would have been a lot, would have made a lot more sense, frankly. All right, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Yes, that is one of my secret fantasies. I want to rent a jet with a bunch of friends and go on vacation in a rented jet. You get enough people together, it's doable. It would be ridiculous for one or two people, but you get 20 people together, it becomes a little more affordable and certainly more reliable than the major airlines, right? If we have anybody who has worked for airlines as pilots or flight crew, what do you people think of what is going on now in that business? It used to be so reliable. Now it is a total roll of the dice, and I don't like to roll the dice because the house always wins. Jim Orchard Park, you're on WBEN. What happened to you, sir?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I had a wedding that my daughter had planned out and done a really, really good job. And the day that the wedding was to occur, it was on a cruise ship, by the way. That morning, we had a direct flight down to Lauderdale, which is where the cruise was departing from. Flight was to arrive at 11 o'clock. Cruise wasn't taken off till 4. At 1 in the morning, prior to the flight taking off, I got one of my alerts on my app saying that the flight was canceled and had been rescheduled for the following day. I called customer service, explained to them that I had 9 people that I had paid 4 flights and a cruise for, that we're not going to make the cruise unless we get there by 4 o'clock. They said there was not a thing they could do about it. I ended up booking on another airline at a cost of several thousand dollars because it was a last-minute flight.
Wow. Did the first airline make good to you?
Nope. After several emails, letters, threats, everything else, not a thing. And I never got a good reason as to why. The flight was just canceled.
It was... I don't know. Did you talk to an attorney about what your rights were as a customer? And you know, by the way, not for nothing, this is a reason why, especially as you get older, travel insurance makes sense. I actually had to use travel insurance once. I was so glad that I had it. Was supposed to go on a cruise, couldn't go on the cruise, was able to get a full refund.
Absolutely right. Yeah. No, we were able to make it. But like I said, I had to book to another airline.
Several thousand dollars later, and the first airline made off with your money, and they probably resold your seat. They were laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah. No, it still to this day bothers the heck out of me.
How long ago was this, sir?
About 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's been ongoing, and I haven't flown since. I'm so kicked off.
Well, you know, Jim, it's only gotten worse. Almost every day there's a story in the news about people getting stranded somewhere. And some of the delays you can understand. Like I said earlier, weather delays. They've always been a part of flying. Summertime brings with it very heavy thunderstorms in some parts of the country. Okay, we understand that. You don't want to land or take off or even be anywhere around a big thunderstorm in your jet airplane. I don't care how big it is. Those things can get taken down with a fly swatter. But as far as the... non-weather cancellations, this business of we don't have enough pilots, we don't have enough planes, we don't have enough crew. Jim, what's going on with this country where we now have shortages of everything? It wasn't like this even during COVID.
You're right. And I have no answer. I mean, it's just disturbing as all get out. And my wife's brother actually is a pilot for a major airline, and he tells us horror stories about what they have to go through. And the fact, and they'll tell you, they overbook by 18% on some flights and sometimes more. And they have no problem, you know, asking for people to get off a flight and giving them a few hundred dollars here and there. Although lately I've been hearing astronomical amounts of money being paid out to people that are willing to get off, but it never used to be that way. I did a lot of traveling in my younger days, and like you said earlier, there was never a problem getting connecting flights, and it never really bothered me. But in the last 5-10 years, it seems like it's gone downhill really, really rapidly.
But it seems like it's plummeted off a cliff in the past 2-3 years.
Right, and I'm sure they're you know, blaming it on COVID in multiple layers, but it's just something that you would think, you know, with the technology and the money in some airlines, they would have a fix for it, but they're not trying too hard.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Maybe it's part of the green conspiracy to kill the airlines and force us all onto magnetic levitating high-speed trains and electric planes. I wouldn't put that past them. I thank you.
I wouldn't either.
There's nothing I put past anybody anymore. Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you were stranded at an airport. You were wondering if you were ever going to get home. You might have stayed days in an airport. You might have spent hundreds of dollars at a hotel in a city you didn't even want to be in because the airline you were flying let you down. Well, without telling us the name of the airline, tell us your story. Because seriously, in the olden times, 10 years, before 2001, even the 1990s, I can remember running up to the gates of airliners minutes before takeoff and getting on the flight. You didn't have to wait through security. As long as you could sprint onto the plane with a minute to spare, you were good to go. I had a flight I had to grab from Tampa to Dallas once, and I made it literally by the hair on my chinny chin chin. And you can't do that anymore. You got to be an hour early for domestic flights, 2 hours early for international flights. It's a little bit ridiculous. And then you do everything you're supposed to do. Oh, sorry, no plane. Oh, yeah, the pilots, they're not here. The flight crew, yeah, they're missing somewhere in Australia. They're being eaten by cannibals somewhere. We don't know. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I knew a cannibal once, but I just gave him the cold shoulder. If you are just joining us, welcome to the program. And Tommy has a little bit of a problem, and perhaps you have a little bit of a problem. You've been cooped up over COVID for how many years? You are probably dying to go somewhere and see different things and places. Like I said earlier, driving to Wilson, New York was almost the highlight of my year so far. Hey, look, this is farther away than I've been so far this year, and I'm only in Wilson. I've kind of fallen in love with Niagara County for reasons I do not understand, other than to say it's beautiful and I still get a kick out of the escarpment. But I digress. You want to go away. Have you not gone away because you do not trust the airlines are going to live up to their end of the commitment? We have commitment issues here. Some men, some women have commitment issues. The airlines have commitment issues because they simply are not, in all too many cases, they're not filling their end of the deal. And they're not trustworthy. They're not operating on schedule. And it seems to be hit or miss with the airlines. And the flying public is left in the lurch. That's you. Those of you who have to travel on business, you have to do it for a living. Now, I realize you're probably doing it on somebody else's dime, unless it's your own business. But you've got to tell us how bad it has gotten. I know people who are on planes 3-4 times a week. How bad has it gotten? You people have flown for a living for how long? And you have to deal with it every single day. For many of us, flying is a recreational activity. We fly to go somewhere. We want a vacation. We want to get out of town. But I'm worried that I'm going to book a flight, I'm going to book a vacation, that it probably will be okay getting there, because it won't be a cruise. Be okay getting there. But I've got this horrible fear, verging on phobia, that I'm going to get a text message the day before I'm supposed to check out of wherever it is I go, and it's going to tell me that your flight the next day, well, it's been canceled. But we do have another flight in 3 days. Maybe you can get on that. It is a phobia with me. I don't like being stranded been stranded on a couple of occasions, have had to work the charm on a few occasions in order to get myself home. Was able to actually talk one airline into getting me a nice hotel room because at that point I literally was working for CBS Radio and I needed to do a show that night and I needed a nice quiet environment in which to do it. True story. But anyway, if you've had an issue with airlines, I don't want you to name the airline. I do want you to tell your story. And I keep on mentioning the people that we know who had a beautiful weekend in New York City, but then getting back from New York City turned into a cluster. They had spent three days more in New York City than they had planned on doing. And then by the time they were able to get to Buffalo, you know how they did it? It wasn't New York to Buffalo. It was New York to Atlanta to Buffalo. Now, if that isn't messed up, I don't know what is. And believe me, messed up. I wish I could use stronger verbiage. 803-0930 is the phone number. You know, when I win the billion-dollar lotto and start my own airline, it's going to be good. Yeah, it'd be the last business I'd start. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You can call now, or you can wait till about 5 minutes after four. That way I'll minimize your time on hold, and I do try to be respectful of your time on hold because I don't like holding on the phone any more than you do. It is Bowerly for Hogan Willig, and some law firms focus on personal injury. Some law firms focus on real estate. Some put everything they have into workers' comp. But at Hogan Willig, the focus isn't on the problem. It is on the person, you. Hogan Willig is your legal counsel for life. So no matter what pops up through your journey, Hogan Willig is there to help, whether it's buying a first-time home, starting a new business, or going through a divorce. Hogan Willig strives to develop meaningful, long-term relationships that will last a lifetime. Five offices conveniently located throughout Western New York, the over 25 skilled attorneys who make up Hogan Willig's friendly, suburban, comfortable offices are always nearby to help, just as they've been for over 45 years. Now, that is the kind of long-term experience you want from your legal team. So what you want to do for any legal issue here is call Hogan Willig. That's Hogan Willig, 636-7600, 636-7600, main office, 2410 North Forest Road, Amherst, real estate, personal injury, family law, everything in between. Hogan Willig is your legal counsel for life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.